come back and say, "You didn't feed him at 3? That's going to mess up my whole day." I'd criticize what outfit he picked, how he fed him, how tight the diaper was. I just wanted to do it right. I wanted everything to run smoothly, and mistakenly, I thought he ruined that every time I left. Tracy's husband eventually let her know she might as well take the baby with her if she was always going to come home frustrated about how he did things. So, she finally relaxed, realizing that doing things differently didn't mean doing things wrong. "Mom, decide what really matters. I've never known a dad who didn't at some point pick an outfit for a child that made mom's jaw drop in disbelief. Somehow they can always find that one shirt with the stain, or the pants you put in a storage tub because they had become high waters. But if the child is safe and comfortable, who really cares? If it means that much to you, let your husband know gently without tearing down his efforts. Actually, I think my husband enjoys seeing my reactions to the wild wardrobe combinations he picks out, or allows our boys to choose. But finally, I've discovered that there are much more important things to worry about than a kid wearing mismatched socks or sleeping in his play clothes. Some things, of course, are non-negotiable. If you see your husband feeding popcorn to your 8-month-old, you must say something. Hopefully, without losing your cool. Maybe tear out that baby magazine article on choking hazards and ask him to take a look. You'd hope for the same caring, not condemning approach from a friend, wouldn't you? Sleep, discipline, and safety are the things my husband and I have decided we must approach in the same way. What are your non-negotiables? Ask yourself, is this a one-time daddy is doing it his way moment, or is it working against a healthy habit I'm trying to establish? We're still debating whether it's a safety issue when dad thinks it's not cold enough for a hat and jacket, and mom does. Sleep is a biggie, and in our house we say you must respect the nap. That means, when it would be really fun to run by Home Depot, you don't do it if you know your child is 10 minutes from nap time, even if she seems pleasant enough at the moment. As you grow as a parent and your baby hopefully grows into a flexible child, you can decide when to push her, and if you can afford the consequences. But early on, respect the nap. Some dads like to learn things on their own. It's the old resistance to asking for directions syndrome. They prefer their one-on-one time with a child to be governed by serendipity, and they will resist attempts to program it. That will be hard for you to accept if you are the kind of mom who lays out clothes in a packed diaper bag the night before you make a 15-minute trip to the grocery store. But you must let dad be dad. Some fathers may be eager for you to share that article on bonding or that flyer on daddy story time at the library. They want some direction and suggestions, but not a